13 nations agree to convert over to less productive, green, farming methods. The global climate cult is getting ready to kick its war on food into overdrive with 13 nations, many of them major cattle and food-producing states led by the United States, Argentina, Brazil, Chile and Spain, signing on to a commitment to place farmers under new restrictions intended to reduce emissions of methane gas. The Global Methane Hub announced in a May 17 press release that agriculture and environmental ministers and ambassadors from 13 countries, including the United States, have signed a commitment that pledges to reduce methane emissions in agriculture. The U.S. was represented by Biden's climate czar, John Kerry. What does this mean and why should you care? We'll break it down. According to the press release issued by these nations and posted at Global Methane Hub, last month, in April 2023, the Global Methane Hub collaborated with the Ministries of Agriculture of Chile and Spain to convene the first ever global ministerial on agricultural practices to reduce methane emissions. The ministerial brought together high-ranking government members to share global perspectives on methane reduction and low-emission food systems. The gathering led to a statement in which the nations committed to support efforts to improve the quality and quantity of, and access to, finance for climate change adaptation and mitigation measures in the agriculture and food sectors and to collaborate on efforts aimed at lowering methane emissions in agriculture and food systems. Conference participants included the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, Climate and Clean Air Coalition, Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, the World Bank, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and the Inter-American Development Bank. The World Bank, another creation of the post-World War II, U.S.-led liberal rules-based order, has been talking a lot lately, along with the UN, about a coming famine. The World Bank issued a white paper just last week, on May 22, titled Food Security Update, World Bank Response to Rising Food Insecurity. The director of the United Nations World Food Program has also been putting out, starting in September of last year, dire warnings about a coming global famine. So it's curious to me that, at the very time the globalists are warning about food shortages and famine, their mouthpieces at the World Bank, the UN, and within the administrations of the US and its allies, notice China and Russia are nowhere to be found in these preposterous anti-food policies, are talking about converting over to a new and unproven form of sustainable farming that's focused more on reducing methane than it is on producing the highest yields of food. Modern food production is bad, they tell us, because it produces methane which supposedly harms the environment. Food systems are responsible for 60% of methane emissions, said Marcelo Mina, CEO of Global Methane Hub. We congratulate countries willing to take the lead in food systems methane mitigation and confirm our commitment to support this type of initiative with programs that explore promising methane mitigation technologies and the underpinning research of methane mitigation mechanisms to create new technologies. John Kerry is also very excited about taking valuable, productive farmland offline, reducing the size of cattle herds, and turning our food production systems over to technocrats and globalists offering vague promises of new technologies. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. is busy trying to mitigate methane emissions not just in America but worldwide, stating on its website. The United States provides key leadership, funding and technical expertise for international methane emission reduction efforts, resulting in more than 1,140 methane mitigation projects through GMI as of 2021. See map of EPA methane mitigation activity below. In just one example, the Biden administration plans to spend $1.5 million in taxpayer funds on a program aimed at empowering female climate change activists in the patriarchal society of Northern Kenya, documents reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. John Kerry said in a statement, mitigating methane is the fastest way to reduce warming in the short term. Food and agriculture can contribute to a low methane future by improving farmer productivity and resilience. We welcome agriculture ministers participating in the implementation of the Global Methane Pledge. The May 17 press release further states that, the focus of the conference was the deployment of science-based practices, innovation, and technologies in line with sustainable food production. The nations signing onto this pledge to transform their farm policies are the United States, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Chile, Czech Republic, Ecuador, Germany, Panama, Peru and Spain. The government of Spain will organize a second conference in 2024 to monitor and advance implementation efforts related to the statement and encourage more countries to join, according to the May 14 press release. In order to save the planet from emissions that come from cow farts, they claim it's necessary to force farmers to change the way they farm, converting their land and livestock to more innovative methods and science-based practices. These methods will need to be implemented not just on farms but throughout the food systems. They never come out and say what these innovative changes are, only that they will be based on new technologies and science-based. We can presume from this language that among the practices being considered are replacing a major portion of the beef and dairy cattle, pork and chicken stocks that populations rely on for protein with insect larvae, mealworms, crickets, etc. The UN, World Economic Forum and other NGOs have been promoting meatless diets and the consumption of insect protein for years, and billionaires have invested in massive insect factories being built in the state of Illinois, in Canada and in the Netherlands, where mealworms, crickets and other bugs will be processed as additives to be inserted into the food supply, often without clear labels that will inform people of exactly what they are eating. Bill Gates is also partnering with other billionaires to invest in the production of lab-grown meat, a process that involves using cancer cells from cows, chickens and pigs to quickly grow artificial meat. Farmers will be increasingly forced off their land, as is already happening in the Netherlands, which is the world's second leading net exporter of food after the United States. All this will add up to a coming famine the likes of which has never been witnessed by the current generation of people on Earth. It's all by design, globalists like Dennis Meadows, the author of the 1972 Club of Rome, endorsed book The Limits to Growth, informed us of the globalists' plans to drastically depopulate the Earth. His comments in the video below were made, I believe, in 2017. We can have 1 billion people with freedom, or 9 billion slaves. We're at over 7 billion right now, so we need to bring that down to 1 billion. I hope that culling can be peaceful and slow and equal between rich and poor. Dennis Meadows, author of Limits to Growth, Club of Rome pic.twitter.com/youf280f7l. Global Freedom Movement, at Global Freedom, April 18, 2022. I've also reported extensively on the Deagle forecast, which forecasted a nearly 70% reduction in the population of America by 2025. With similarly drastic population declines for the UK, Germany, Canada, Australia and other NATO-aligned countries. There is no more efficient way to depopulate than through war, famine and plagues. Isn't it interesting that all three of these time-tested methods of murder are in play right now? The war on food is very similar to what's going on in the energy sector, where governments are colluding with big business to transform all transportation from gas-powered to electric-powered. Meaning far fewer people will be able to afford electric cars, and even if they can afford them, the use of those cars will be much more tightly monitored and controlled due to the need for charging stations that rely on an already overtaxed power grid. If you can't charge your car up when you want to, only when you are allowed to, you have now turned over your freedom of movement to the regulators of those charging stations. In the food industry, big agriculture will also collude with the governments of the world to produce much less beef, chicken and pork, replacing that protein with insects and lab-grown fake meat, the health effects of which are largely unknown. These changes have already been on full display in the Netherlands, where the government has generated intense controversy by launching a plan to reduce livestock herds by up to 50%, and reduce the use of nitrogen fertilizers by 30%. No matter how much they talk about innovation and new technologies, you can't reduce your herds and reduce your use of fertilizer and then claim that your farms will be more productive. That's a lie. All of their innovations will translate directly into less food on tables throughout the world. Prepare now for famine. Stocking your pantry up is a short-term easy fix. We also need to be thinking long-term. If you've never grown a garden or raised chickens, that's something you might want to think about in terms of increasing your skills. Maybe you've grown a garden for several years and have some experience, and you can share that with a neighbor who has raised chickens but has little or no gardening experience. Networking and cooperating with the people around us will be the key to survival once this global famine intensifies. It may be that the actual famine never arrives in the wealthiest countries like America. Food may continue to be on the shelves, but I can guarantee that prices will continue to go up, substantially, on staple items like flour, bread, eggs, meat and dairy. Pray for the best while preparing for the worst. Because we know that the globalists' plan is to reduce the world population from 7.5 billion down to 1 or 2 billion. Dennis Meadows let the cat out of the bag and he's a globalist insider at the Club of Rome whose engagement on this topic goes back to the early 1970s. stay strong, stay peaceful, never comply, never submit to any unconstitutional or unbiblical law. Tyrants only have power over those who agree to be governed by them. Source: Leo Homan.